King of UK Talk Radio James Whale dies aged 74. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 4, 2025. James Whale, the most prominent of the first generation of UK talk radio hosts, has died aged 74, with a fellow presenter confirming his passing on air on Monday. The rudest man on radio, broadcaster James Whale, who was first diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2000 and who spoke frequently of his battle with the disease after it returned from 2020 onwards, died on Monday morning, it was announced. While he got the start to his 60-year career in local radio, Whale shot to prominence in the United Kingdom on weekend TV in the 1980s and then when national independent radio stations, which had been banned with a tightly controlled government monopoly under the BBC until 1990, were allowed to be operated legally for the first time. One of the new 1990s radio stations was American-style talk radio, which became synonymous with who critics called shock jock Whale, who hosted late-night call-ins. As reported by The Sun, Whale is acknowledged to have pioneered the late-night call-in format in the UK during his time broadcasting on local radio in the northeast of England in the 1970s. Brexit leader Nigel Farage, who recently recorded Whale's final podcast with the broadcaster, said in a tribute on Monday afternoon that Whale was a broadcasting pioneer, the king of late-night phone-ins. He would often take a position that was entirely contrary to what he actually believed in, just for the sake of public debate. And if you think about that in the broader context of what freedom, democracy, society is all about, James was completely a part of it. When he was serious, of course, he really passionately believed in things and he was grounded in very good values. While Whale was a pioneer on having conversations on national radio, even courting controversy for inviting extremist Muslim preacher Abu Hamza onto his show for a panel discussion in 2003, he was also infamous for kicking guests off the air when he got bored with them. Whale had one kidney removed as a result of his 2020 cancer diagnosis, and when it later returned, it was discovered it had spread across his body, including to his brain. His work fundraising for health charities after his diagnosis and his work in radio saw him honored by the British government, with being inducted as a member of the British Empire in 2024.